Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. Good morning.
Good morning.
You sent me an article about, in fact, a couple of different articles on music as a motivator.
Yes. Well, you know, getting in the new year, I was looking at New Year's resolutions and always, you know, getting back into shape is a New Year's resolution. But that's a really common topic. So I started thinking about ways to make it a little bit easier. And music is one of those things that just goes right along with, you know, getting back in shape. And it's a natural energizer. And so I just kind of thought that would be a good topic for us to kind of discuss.
Yeah. And you said not only working out, but maybe cleaning the house.
Oh, I always put on music when I'm trying to clean the house. somehow it kind of takes my mind off of actually what I'm doing. And I don't really think of it as much. And it goes by a lot faster.
Well, you talk about music for working out. And I think it's well known. We're all now familiar with seeing athletes walking into the stadium or the locker room, and they've got the earbuds in.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, music affects your mood. You know, slower music, sad music brings you down. Upbeat, fast-paced music kind of raises you up, kind of gives you energy. And so depending on what you're trying to do, the type of music that you listen to can kind of put you in the mood and prepare you for that task.
Mm-hmm. And then the walk-up music for batters in a baseball game, this is all pretty well established.
Well, you hear the Rocky theme and you think of Sylvester Stallone running up the stairs and jumping up in the air, and you know, it energizes you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, there has been some research.
It has, yes.
Actually done on this, and I'll let you talk about this, but it has to do with the mind, what the mind expects. The mind is prepared for a certain thing, and the music then can bring about a positive attitude.
Right. It kind of just goes along with it. It helps you get in the mindset, and I always think of this story. When I was really young, we went and saw the Dallas Symphony Orchestra, and I was too young to remember, but my dad tells this story. My brother, the song, he looked over at my brother, and my brother was probably 3, and he was crying. And it was just a moving piece, and it was an emotional. It's connected to your emotions, and it's connected to, you know, your brain, and it just sets your tone for how you're going to go about things.
Huh, that is interesting. This line here says, music, in this research, music turned out to have a great influence. When a neutral face with no smiley face was shown, the subjects often thought they recognized a happy smiley face when they were listening to happy music. So interpreting the people involved in this study would interpret a neutral face as a happy face if they were listening to happy music.
Right. And
music.
So it changes the way your mind is looking at things. If you're listening to something that is an upbeat and happy, energizing song, the way you perceive the things around you is going to be in a more positive light. And also that goes effect for the other side. If you're listening to something slower, downbeat, it can affect it in a negative light. But I always try to go for the positive side of things.
Right. We're talking with Sarah Latham. Sarah is the Hunt County AgriLife Extension agent, one of the AgriLife Extension agents. Another thing in this article that you sent me, our emotional response to music is very individual. Not all happy songs are universally perceived as being uplifting.
That's true. And, you know, a lot of times a song can have a personal meaning to someone, and it doesn't have that same meaning to someone else. So there might be a song that does something to you that doesn't do something to me. And it can be tied to something that we were going through when we first heard it. It can be tied to memories and things. But, yes, it is an individual.
Well, and I think we've all been familiar with songs on the radio that are very upbeat and supposedly very positive, but can't stand that song.
Sure.
You know, so
sure.
And you just, you know, can't bear to hear it one more time. So
yeah, finding the right song and the right beat and the right beats per minute can really impact how you work out, how you just do, you know, the tasks that you're doing, say you're cleaning the house, it can just impact it. So finding that right playlist is really important, and it is important to have music that you actually enjoy.
So we're almost out of time, but your technology talks thing is still ongoing.
It is. So this, we're still continuing Wednesdays. We're back at the extension office in the meeting room, Wednesdays at 1:30. And then we're going to restart the class in March. So those that are interested in joining us, we'd love to have you. It's been a really good meeting, and the group that's coming now is really energized, and I think they, you know, maybe something that they're not necessarily unfamiliar with, so they kind of zone out. But one of the ladies said to me was that it's not necessarily that she doesn't understand her phone, but the things that we're going over are helping her explore it more, and she's feeling more comfortable with it.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, just as we started this, I was having some cell phone problems, so maybe I need to come to your class. You can give me
work
a tip
on
yeah, figure out what's going on with my cell phone. So you're starting up again in March.
In March, yes, so, and I will put that in the I'll put that in the paper, and I'll also put it on our Facebook page.
And we'll talk about it, I'm sure. Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETA.